The Capital Ideas podcast now has a new monthly edition hosted by Capital Group CEO Mike Gitlin. Investment professionals reveal their best mentors, how they find their next great idea, and a few funny stories. Subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. American Funds Distributors, Inc.
You're a growing business and you can't afford to slow down. If anything, you could probably use a few more hours in the day. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
Here's your money briefing for Wednesday, May 18th. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal. Most people in full-time jobs get 3, maybe 4 weeks of vacation per year, but imagine if your company let you take an unlimited number of days off. Well, that's exactly what some companies are doing.
Companies who have adopted the policy say it can minimize burnout to give people a little bit more flexibility and also instill just a sense of trust in the workplace that, you know, it's up to you to manage your time to get the job done.
But does unlimited vacation really mean unlimited? And what if you don't take advantage of it? We'll talk with our workplace reporter Lindsay Ellis about that after the break. A growing number of companies, like the Wall Street firm Goldman Sachs, are offering some employees unlimited time off. Why are they doing it? And what do these policies actually mean for workers in practice? WSJ workplace reporter Lindsay Ellis joins us to discuss. Hey, Lindsay, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much for having me.
So, Lindsay, Goldman Sachs recently rolled out this unlimited time off policy, but it's not the first one to do so. What kind of companies have this policy, and why did they decide to go this route?
Unlimited paid time off has been adopted more broadly in this tight labor market. In some cases, it's only for certain types of employees, you know, who have reached a certain level at the company or those who are full-time and not part-time. But companies who have adopted the policy say it can minimize burnout to give people a little bit more flexibility and also instill just a sense of trust in the workplace that, you know, it's up to you to manage your time to get the job done. If you think you can do it while taking days off here and there, you know, that's good for both of us. And, you know, the other thing, of course, is that when you're trying to bring employees in the door, it's a perk that seems to be pretty popular among job candidates and among employees. Some Glassdoor data that we reviewed looked at, you know, when people have this benefit, do they cite it as a perk? And, you know, nearly all of the reviews that mention this say it's a benefit and not a drawback.
Okay, so how does this work in practice? It's unlimited in theory, but I'm sure that there are limits. So what happens if you're a worker who wants to request time off?
So I think in a lot of cases, it starts with a conversation with a manager and sometimes with a team. Instead of going to, you know, an internal software system and saying, I would like out a week from Tuesday and, you know, take a long weekend the day after, it's more a conversation with a manager saying, here's what I'm thinking. How does that, you know, square with the team's needs and our project's needs? Companies who I talked to made the distinction that it's not necessarily fair to call this unlimited time off, because if you're not doing the job, then you're not gonna get the approval from your manager. But I think sort of it goes back to the sense of, you know, a lot of places aren't keeping track. They're kind of eliminating that sense of, okay, you know, Lindsay's taken off X number of days or John Smith has taken off Y number of days, that it really is more of a trust-based conversation between employee and manager. The one other thing I'll add too is just that, you know, one company I talked to said, if you're going to take more than 3 weeks off consecutively, let's talk about whether that should be a different kind of leave. I mean, is this for a personal reason? I mean, is there sort of a family need? And making sure that, you know, upwards of a few consecutive weeks, you really talk about what this leave is for.
Okay, but short of situations where somebody would want to take a more extended time off, you know, which you said would require a bigger conversation, The question here is, does it actually benefit workers? You know, does it lead to people taking more vacation days?
So the track record of workers actually taking more days off has been mixed. Back in 2019, employees with unlimited vacation time took about 2 more vacation days than those with a capped number of vacation days. That's according to JustWorks, which makes sort of software for businesses that, you know, is inclusive of some HR services. But over the pandemic, that figure has kind of flipped. So in 2020 and in 2021, people with a set amount of vacation days took more than one additional day of vacation than those with an unlimited number of days off. So people with sort of no cap at all didn't have this use it or lose it type of mindset, and they might not have taken as many days as those with a set number.
Right. So it sounds like there are trade-offs here. So what kinds of things should workers be aware of about these unlimited time off policies?
You know, I think one big thing is that, you know, you actually make sure you take the time. Some companies have set a recommended floor saying, you know, we're not keeping tabs on the days, but we recommend that people take 15 days over the course of the year at minimum. And so that sort of sets expectations. The other thing is, you know, workers should ask what happens when they leave a company. For people with a set number of vacation days, those can accrue over time. And when you leave, you're paid for that time and can sort of cash out on those days. With an unlimited number of vacation days, those don't accrue, and you might miss that extra, you know, chunk of cash in your paycheck when you walk out the door.
Now, going forward, are we likely to see more companies try this out?
It's something that workers are interested in, and according to one survey that we reviewed, especially for companies that are going to be a little bit more rigid in terms of return to office and, you know, having set schedules of working in person, that this could be a perk that is really interesting to workers. I think it was the second highest one listed, right under additional pay for those offices. And so I think that is definitely a consideration for companies as they look ahead in this labor environment.
All right. That's Wall Street Journal reporter Lindsay Ellis. Lindsay, thank you so much for taking the time to be with us.
Thanks for having me.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen for The Wall Street Journal.
What do the most successful growing businesses have in common? They're working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.